across the timeline. Siegel has the ball. Humphrey has it. Drives, now loses it. Picked up by Patton. Patton looking for someone, finds Haas. Kendall Haas now back over to Patton. Left side to go, right side to go. Franklin really moving the ball quickly and almost lose it. Coming over is Harris. She has it, now she loses it. A couple of turnovers for each team. Coming up with it is Humphrey. Stolen. It's going to be Patton with an easy layup for the first two. No, misses it. But a rebound and a follow-up. And a nice job by Puckett for the basket. 2-0 Franklin.
Well, those baskets off turnovers, we always say it, but they are very crucial. And Siegel's going to have to protect the ball. It looks like Franklin's really fast.
Oh, she's really giving her time. Behind the back dribble, goes up. Now she's fouled by Humphrey. McKendria with her first foul. And, Brian, they look – they're a pretty big team, but they're extremely quick up front anyway.
They do have some size, and they do have quickness out in the guard spot, so that's going to put a lot of pressure on Humphrey tonight.
I will say now that Siegel very young up front, and there's a little soft jumper by Hageman that's missed. Rebound comes up Siegel. Here comes Lawson. Paris out to Denton. Jumper from way out, no good. It's the guy wire, and it'll be Franklin's basketball. They lead it 2-0 with 6:49 to go here in the first quarter. A lot of new faces for Siegel in the backcourt. Paris Lawson, one of those freshmen we were talking about, very fast. And she is guarding right now Kendall Haas. Gives it right side over to Harris. Long pass down low. It goes to Puckett. Now finds Hageman in the center of the key. Now jumper from outside. No good. Rebound Nash. Long feed going out. Here's Franciscan going to go in for the layup and put it up with the right hand and good. Maddie Franciscan with the basket. We're tied at 2.
Well, they really needed that to end that streak of turnovers. 3 turnovers here in the early going in the first quarter.
Haas gives it out front. Top of the key goes Pat. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now it goes to the right side, being guarded by Denton. Looking for a feeder inside. It goes to Puckett from the corner. And they're going to have a reach in, I think, and it may be on Roberts. It is on Erica Roberts, her first foul. Team second. And Franklin will throw it in underneath their basket. Lob goes out to Puckett. Dribbling left side. Good feed underneath to Patton for the basket. Beautiful feed. Here comes Lawson. Lob to Nash, too high, out of bounds. Turnover for Siegel, and it'll go to Franklin.
Kind of looks like Hageman was kind of shaken up on that. She got down, she went down, and she kind of got twisted up, and I think she may have tweaked a knee.
Yeah, she is. She's going to come out, and things not looking very good now for Hageman.
She went down awkwardly with one of her players, and I didn't see who that was, and he's having trouble getting off the floor.
Seems to be getting worse as she gets over there, too. We got a replacement for her, number 34, Everard, Jessica. Haas being double-teamed, now gets out of it, gives it over to Pat. Stops, looks over in the corner to Everard. Everard has it, bounce pass. Boy, Nash almost got called for a foul. The feed inside, it goes to Puckett from the left side. 6-2 Franklin. 5:21 to go. Nash gets it down low on the fast break. No good. Rebound picked up Haas. Rebels wanting to run. Dribbles to the right side. Lawson picks her up. Now gives it off to Everard. Back out front. Now it goes to Harris. Looking for someone down low. Puckett goes. Holds on to it, but now it's blocked and a foul. They're going to be caught on Kelsey Nash.
She was close to getting all ball on that one, but, John, she had a little bit too much body leaning in.
Moving a little bit as she went across. Hageman is in some pain over there for Franklin.
Lady Stars got some new uniforms, looks like, too, don't they?
No, I think you're right. A little more teal in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
The free throw good by Puckett. She has 5. She's the leading scorer in the game so far. 5:02 to go. Franklin leads it by 5, 7-2. Second one is up. Also good. Puckett has 6. Biggest lead of the night. Lawson has it for Siegel. Brings it across the timeline. Working a little one-on-one. Now gets a screen. gives it off, feeds it to Roberts. Working around the circle, she goes, drives all the way in, no good. Rebound, picked up, here comes Franklin. Puckett's everywhere, long arms, great reach. Driving, goes up, now feeds it back outside to Harris, over the top of the key to Haas, looks off, Everard has it. Back to Haas, she takes a look, doesn't shoot. Now takes a couple of dribbles, Franciscan all over her. In the corner it goes, it looks like it's Harris. And she's going to be hacked from the side by Denton.
Yeah, Denton did not get there in time. And going to pick up the foul.
That's hard to say. First.
Yeah, it is. Easy for you to say. Haas has it for Franklin. They lead it 8-2. Trying to find someone to feed to. Now an offensive foul on Haas. We'll take it.
John, they're shooting very, very well, and we're not necessarily. 1 of 4 from the field, and those turnovers are looming large right now here in the early going. We need a basket to kind of stop this momentum Franklin has gotten.
Lawson over to Roberts, tries to feed inside to Nash, and reaching in, I believe Puckett's going to get the foul. That's her first. We are
John Everard,
I think. Sorry, yeah. Her first bounce pass, it goes to Roberts. Lawson open for three, a first bank three, and it's good. Wow, nice shot by Lawson.
Well, that really shifts momentum here a little bit. I know that the lead is down to three, but kind of gives them some confidence to shoot from the field.
Over the corner it goes to Harris, back out to Haas. Siegel now in a zone. Haas has it back outside. Harris almost thrown away. Lawson steals it. Could have an easy one. Harris goes up, puts it up with the right hand, and good. Harris Lawson has sparked the Siegel Stars, and they've cut to within one, 8-7.
I go back to man-to-man now.
Haas driving, stops, now foul. No walk called, and that was probably a good call.
I think you got that one right. She got up in the air and tried to make a decision, and then when she came down, she kind of drug her foot around a little bit.
3:23 to go in the first quarter, 8-7. Lady Stars trail by one. They have the ball. Lawson bringing it across slowly. Harris going to pick her, or make that pat, and going to pick her up. Looks for some help. Gives it over to Denton, right side. Lawson cuts through. Denton has it. Back out to Franciscan. Driving, finds Nash over in the corner. Little 12-footer, rolls good. Nash with her first basket. And Siegel takes the lead, 9-8.
Well, three kind of opened things up here a little bit, John. They're 3 for 3.
Harris over in the corner goes to Puckett. She drives baseline. And we haven't found a way to stop her driving the baseline yet, Brian.
Well, that time we tripped her. So that's one way to stop her. But we're going to get into a big foul situation here in just a minute. That's the fifth team foul, I think. So
changes here for Siegel as well. Allison Bush is in, along with Avant, another freshman. Long jumper from the corner is good by Puckett. That's a three, and 9 points for her. It's 11-9, Franklin, and a steal. Here comes Harris. She's driving. Make that McPeak, Angela McPeak, who came in. She gets an easy one, but she's fouled before she takes the shot. She'll be shooting, that is. And, again, turnovers hurting the Stars.
Well, turnovers and then that transition defense having to get back in time, and it's not worked out so well.
Free throw missed by the peak. Lawson in. Nash going to have to take a break. She has two fouls on her. So Bush is in along with Franciscan, Avant, and 24 is in also. Second one is good. So McPeak gets her first points. Pressure by Franklin. Franciscan loses it. Here comes McPeak driving again. Layup good with the right hand. And a timeout going to be called by Allen Bush. And we will take 1-2. 2:23 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball. It's Siegel 14. And I'll make that Franklin 14, Siegel 9.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care. Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine. Wear your team colors, get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
And Siegel getting the pressure from the Rebels. Allison Bush gets it across the timeline to Lawson. Bounce pass Denton, open from the corner. Good, a first bank three from Maddie Denton. And just like that, Siegel cuts it to two. If they can beat the press, Brian, they're going to have open shots like that.
That's been the trouble, is beating the press, and I think they're going to have to hit a few threes to kind of make them respect it.
And Puckett throws it away. Somebody was supposed to zig, and they zagged instead. Third turnover for the Rebels. 14-12. Franklin leading it with 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Goes in, the ball's thrown into Avant, now in some trouble, double team. It'll go back to Siegel, however, knocked out of bounds by the Rebels. Franciscan to Lawson, back to Franciscan. Long feed down to Denton, who's open again. Bounce pass, beautiful play to Avant, and she is fouled. A great read there.
Well, that would have been a beautiful assist there for Maddie Denton. That was a thing of beauty. They are going to get the chance to get some points out of it, though, going to the foul line.
That was a good look. Maddie could have shot that ball, but had an easier layup there and took advantage of it.
When you give up a seven-footer for a layup, and that's what she did and made a great pass.
And the free throw up by Avant is no good. Still 14-12 Franklin.
For that to be as fruitful, you need to hit foul shots too.
Second one is up, misses it again, aimed it a little right. Rebound, Hageman is back in. Over to Harris. Driving, now gives it off. It's to Patton. Over to Puckett. Trying to look for McPeak down low. Over to Harris in the corner. Lob pass over to McPeak. Now it goes over in the corner to Puckett. Going to drive, and again, she's going to pick up a foul.
Just can't seem to stop her on the drive once she gets the ball and heads toward the rack.
She's a lanky young lady. Lawson picks up the foul. Going to go to the free throw line. I met those young ladies are coming off the bus this evening, and rather tall and lanky, several of them. Free throw's good by Puckett. She has 10.
Well, they outsize Siegel in just about every position, if not every position. Nash may have maybe four or five.
And the second one by Puckett is good. She has 11, and the lead back to three for the Lady Rebels. Pressure by Franklin. Ball thrown away, and running it down is Harris for Franklin. Back inside it goes, and now back out to McPeak. Takes a couple of dribbles, gives it over to Pat. Lobbing it inside to Hageman. Good feed, layup good. Hageman, her first basket. Pressure still by the Rebels. 18-12, Franklin. Denton over the corner. He's going to shoot a first bank three. Bottom. Maddie Denton with two now. First bank threes. And keeping them in it. 18-15.
Well, when it's on the line, just send Maddie out there to hover around the three-point line.
Double team on Puckett, and a hold going to be called, and she came very close to carrying that basketball.
I think that's what happened before she was fouled, to be honest. But
Avant the foul, so Puckett will go to the line. Takes a couple of dribbles, eyes it, and it goes in. She has 12. 12 points already, and we're not even in the end of the first quarter yet.
I don't know how many free throws she's got, but they're a good free throw shooting team. They're 6 of 7 from the foul line.
19-15 our score. Second one up by Puckett is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Coming down with it is Lawson. Takes a look. Now sets things up. Being guarded over there by Patton. Lawson drives, baseline it goes to Avan. Dribbles out, gives it back to Lawson. Good pressure out front by the Rebels.
Well, I really thought she lost that ball. That was a good save by Lawson.
Lawson with a little spin move, finds a cutter going down low, but a foul before the pass. Foul is on Patton. Angela Patton, Anna Patton really puts a lot of pressure out front. Is it just me or all the Franklin Lady Rebels' arms like long?
Very long.
There's a pass into Lawson, and again, Patton tried to interfere, and now this time Puckett heads for our bench, and luckily Brian Barrett with the quick hands was able to save her.
Well, I was just, I was going to push her back.
Either that or she was going to get a sugar-free Dr. Pepper, right?
Yes.
Right in the noggin. 19-15. Ball goes over the corner to Lawson. Long pass to Bush, cross court. Takes a couple of dribbles, now feeds it off to Denton. Open again, this time no good. Bush is there, is a little short. And that's going to be the end of the quarter. And with our score, Franklin 19, Siegel 15. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball right here on WGNS. Stay with us.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state. Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show right here on a station near you. I mean, right here, WGNS.
It's on this station,
yeah.
Actually. A few stats from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies. 55% shooting for the Lady Stars. Three threes have really helped them out. Franklin, 6 of 8 from the foul line, and Siegel has turned the ball over 7 times. Got to fix that.
Siegel has gone to a zone, maybe a good thing. Try to keep down the driving to the base, to the basket, and it results in a turnover. However, Erica Roberts almost loses it, gets it back, and now she's going to be fouled, and that's going to be Patton's second foul. So a good start here for the second quarter as the Stars trail by 4, 19-15. Brian, another weekend, and already we're into basketball, and just it's amazing.
Well, it kind of rolls from one to the other. I can take a look at the schedule when I get a break here.
There's a jumper for a three attempt, and she's going to be fouled by Patton. Big break there. Now we need to take advantage of it. That's her third foul, and I think she's going to be going to the bench. Paris Lawson going to go to the free throw line with a chance to shoot three, I believe, Brian.
It is three, and the later and Lady Raider and Raider schedule has kind of gotten us off kilter a little bit in terms of our Tuesdays and Fridays in basketball. Next Thursday night, it'll be Antioch here at Siegel, 5:20, so even earlier, 5:30 tip-off for that one.
Second one missed.
And after that, we'll have Lebanon at Oakland on Friday, December the 16th. And Tuesday, December 20th, we hope to broadcast a game involving the Riverdale girls from the State Farm Holiday Tournament being played at Riverdale High School.
And she missed all three. And the rebound going to come up and a good hustle by Franciscan. And the ball, however, going to be the Lady Rebels. Let's see if Siegel puts on a full court press. And it looks like they're going to.
It's actually
wide ball. Yeah, there you go. A good call by the official. He just kept holding it till somebody realized it. A lot of young players out there for Siegel. Roberts gets it into Denton. Now the ball is stolen away and out of bounds. It'll be Franklin's basketball. How many turnovers is that now, Brian?
That's 8 for the Lady Stars.
That's a stat that Alan Bush would hope decreases as the year goes. Long pass by McPeak over to Harris. Double team, pressure, gives it over to Puckett. Zone for Siegel. Jumper from the corner by McPeak is no good. Rebound coming down with it. Lawson, great pass out front. Roberts chases it down and then retrieves it, brings it out to Lawson, who's open. Yes! A First Bank three. Paris Lawson with 8.
Well, they can shoot the rock from the three-point line. That's 4 threes here in the early part of this game.
Lead cut to 1. And a pass from Haas inside, easy layup to Hageman. Kind of gambled there.
Yeah, gambled, broke the press that time, John, and paid the pay on the other end.
Lawson brings it across the timeline. Single trailed by three. Lob pass to Nash, and the problem with it was a little bit too much of a line drive, and Kelsey couldn't handle it. They're gonna be able to shoot, from what I can tell. They've got several good shooters on this Seagull Stars team. Haas brings it across for Franklin, leading by three. Back out, right side it goes over to Harris. Cross court to Puckett. Here she goes, drives baseline. They isolate that area, but Denton this time, or make that Franciscan there to intercept. Over to Roberts, driving all the way in. Layup is good. You can give that credit to Roberts, but the play by Franciscan defensively was awesome.
Well, it draws them within one here. They keep battling back, John.
Left side, it goes to Puckett. And it's kind of one of these weird things, Brian. It looks like that Siegel hasn't really played that well, but Franklin has kind of gotten a little colder here in this last part of the first quarter, early here in the second.
Well, they've got 2 second quarter turnovers, which you've heard them.
Puckett. Oh, that hurt. That's a two-pointer that's good. And it's 23-20. Puckett is a very nice ball player.
Hey, she's got a pretty shot right there now, I'm telling you.
14 points from Mackenzie Puckett. Driving all the way in, and now the dish to Nash from the left side is good. 23-22, Franklin leads by one. The Stars here at home trying to grab the lead. And it's picked off. Nice play by Lawson. Over to Franciscan, feeds it to Roberts, puts it up a little too hard. Rebound, here comes McPeak for the Rebels. A 3-on-2. Stops, shoots, 8-footer, no good. Rebound, coming up away with it is Lawson. We're going back and forth down the floor quickly. Roberts lays it up, and good. Siegel takes the lead by one. 24-23.
They have had to battle so hard to get that lead back. But, John, they've done a good job shooting from the field, grabbing rebounds, and not turning the ball over as much.
Puckett for another three. This time, too hard. Rebound, however, Haas, and she's tripped up by Paris Lawson. And going to be a 1-1. One thing about it, when the Seagull Stars get the ball, they go, don't they?
They're down the floor quickly. You better be back in position or they're going to hurt you. It's got a couple of layups tonight that way.
And Haas is going to go to the line. Coming in for Siegel is Humphrey, back in for Lawson. Roberts takes a seat, and Avant comes in. And the rebound coming off is Francesca. She leads it, gives it to the right side, over to Avant, open, bottom. Avant with a basket.
John, there are 5 of 6 in this quarter shooting from the field.
Well, let's hope this quarter doesn't end for a while. 26-23, there is 4:32 to go in it. McPeak from the corner, jump, good. A two-pointer. McPeak has 5. Across the timeline goes Humphrey. With a crossover dribble, gives it over to the left side to Franciscan. Siegel going right to left here. I'll make that left to right. I'll get that eventually. I'm not very good with directions. That's why I never Google. Maybe I should.
Maybe that would help you with directions.
Left to right.
You need a Garmin.
Magellan. What's that? Oh, yeah.
Magellan, yeah, Garmin, yeah. GPS.
What happened to the old road maps? You know, just never mind. Won't go there.
The Rand McNally?
Yeah. Well, it was a road map, but they didn't have Rand McNally.
Yeah. They made the road maps.
First free throw is good by Avant. The second one is off the rim, no good. She hits 1 of 2, 27-25 Siegel. 4:04 to go in the half. Puckett stops, gives it off top of the key to Haas. Looking for some help. Now Puckett, left side, goes over to the corner to Harris.
Kind of silenced Puckett a little bit, John.
Well, Franciscan is playing some defense in the passing lanes. Long pass going out. Slapped away. Can they save it? They do save it as Maddie Denton hustles over and knocks it off Harris's leg.
Well, she's clapping and big smile on her face, and should be. She has really been hustling this first half.
And Siegel will throw it inside court. Siegel Stars lead by 2 with 3:46 to go here in the first half. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you here. Another game to follow. The new look Siegel Stars. Humphrey. Left side goes to Ditt. Humphrey feeds it inside to... Who is that? Yeah, Avant. Misses the layup. Ball goes out of bounds. and it will be Seagulls basketball.
John, you really couldn't see who was in there because everyone was crowded around her.
I had to wait. I think Denton is going to throw the ball in. We talk about the new look. These girls have a new look on them, but boy, the boys really have a new look. One senior on that team. There's a drive all the way in on a steal by McPeak. That hurt. She has seven, and it's tied up at 27. Humphrey across the timeline. Denton left side. Looking for a pick. Now dishes off to Franciscan. Working one-on-one. Bounces it into Nash. Good play. A little fadeaway. Good by Nash. 29-27. The Lady Stars have kind of found their groove.
I would say so. This has been a great quarter for them shooting.
And a feed inside. Beautiful feed from Hageman to McPeak. And the basket's good. They move the ball well. 29 all.
Franklin not shooting the ball too terribly bad either. They're 5 of 8.
It's an exciting girls game, really. And Humphrey driving all the way in. They give it to her, but she misses the layup. Rebound, Haas. Long pass to Harris. Open for a second. Passes up the shot. Now drives baseline. And now they're going to call a blocking foul on Denton. Actually, it took me a while to get my groove back.
My groove on? Get your groove on? I don't know that I want to see you do
that.
Oh,
never mind. At my age, no, you probably don't. 29-29, our score.
We don't have very good.
Okay, I get the point. Free throw, good.
Well, I am the one who injured myself last time I was here.
Yeah, you shouldn't say anything. We went back to the scene of the crime where it happened, and you had to pause there for a moment.
There was a wreath laid there.
Had a little moment of silence for you. Harris hits the first one. She eyes it, puts it up, and this one's no good. Rebound, Franciscan. Good job of blocking out there by Maddie. Brings it across the timeline herself. She can play some guard. Humphrey, crossover dribble, back out to Bush, who just entered the ball game. And in the corner it goes, and a drive by Franciscan, and it rolls in very softly. Franciscan with a basket. She has four. And Siegel leads 31-30. 2:04 to go in the half. Puckett, they've done a better job in this quarter on her as well. There's Haas with a long jumper. Make that, that is not Haas. There's a jumper again. Missed, a rebound. Harris fights over it. And coming in the game is number 25. That's Meredith Owens.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Hageman has it between the circles. Back now to Haas. Over the corner to Puckett. She drives, puts it up. A little scoop shot. Good. I think I've seen her hit everything she's thrown up there, any style of shot.
She's a pretty tough cookie, man, I'm telling you.
There's a drive by Humphrey. Puts it up with a left hand. Too hard. Rebound, Haas. Here come the Rebels. Two on three, really, and now it's picked up, stolen away, and now she retrieves it, gives it out to Harris. Drives baseline, off to Owens. The jumper is good. Make that Onies is how you say that. That's right. I'm listening to Jim Burns.
He knows.
Left side, Avant. 34-31, Franklin. Inside it goes. Dish to Bush. No good. Gets her own rebound and blocked this time. Rebound picked up, and it is Puckett. The lead is three. Now Bush makes a steal. Atta girl. Brings it over now to Avant. She's going to dribble out, looks for some help, and gives it over to Humphrey. Stop, shoots a three, is too hard. Rebound, Bush on the weak side, fighting for it, and it's a jump ball. It's going to be Seagulls.
Bush, the smallest player on the floor in there amongst the trees, battling for the board.
And you know the thing about it is, Allison weighs about, what, 70 pounds?
75, okay.
75, okay. And here it comes to Roberts, who's just entered. Denton has it stolen away by Puckett, and now Mandy's going to reach in, and they're going to call a foul on Denton. And that I have is three for her. That's not good news.
Well, there may have been a flag on that play.
Well, I think she got hammered before she committed the foul.
She may have.
And the third foul on Maddie Denton. And going to the line is guess who? Mackenzie Puckett, who has 16 first half points.
16 of their 34.
And the free throw is good. She has 17 now. Denton's going to have to come off, sit down, and Humphrey going to come in for her.
Kind of saving her to keep from getting another foul, John, with only 26 seconds left in the first half.
You'd have to say this is Siegel's quick lineup because they don't really have a true center in there right now.
That's why Bush was underneath trying to pull down rebounds.
Free throw good by Puckett. She has 18, and the lead now back to 5. It's important here that we don't give up any more points and maybe get a basket here before half. Good feed now to Bush. Working one-on-one, stops, shoots, banks it off the glass, no good. Jumping up for it is Harris. Going to get a shot off maybe. Onies has it. Right side, taken away by Humphrey. Great play. 7 seconds, long pass, may get a shot off. Feeds it back, they're going to have to gun it. Long jumper, no good. And that's your horn, and that's the end of the first half with a score. The Lady Rebels of Franklin, 36. Our Siegel Stars, 31, and we're going to take a break, and we will have the halftime highlights, which is mainly just stats from Brian Barrett, and we'll have the scoring for you as we continue. 36-31, Franklin leads. We'll be right back.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and, in most cases, offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, Home Theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back here to halftime, where the Franklin Rebels lead it. The Lady Rebels lead the Siegel Stars 36-31. And John Dinkins and Brian Baird with you. And the boys' game, of course, to follow. The scoring looks like this here at halftime for the girls. For Franklin, they've been led by Mackenzie Puckett. And what a night. 18 points here in the first half. Anna Patton has 2. Hannah Harris has 1. Sarah Hageman has 4 points. Angela McPeak has 9, and followed by Meredith Onies with 2. For the Siegel Stars, Kelsey Nash has 6 points, has a little bit of foul trouble. Maddie Denton with 3 fouls. She does have 2 first bank threes for a total of 6 points. Franciscan with 4 points. Erica Roberts with 4. Sydney Avant with 3. And Paris Lawson with 9. She also has 2 first bank threes. And Paris is the leading scorer And she, too, I think, picked up a couple of fouls as well in that. Our stats, of course, brought to you tonight here in this halftime by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. The team stats look like this. Siegel had 9 rebounds to Franklin's 9. Siegel shot 13 of 25 for 52%. They had 4 First Bank threes in that. And Franklin shot 12 of 22 for 55%. They had 1 3. Siegel needs to get going on the free throw line. 1 of 7, 14%. Franklin 6 of 8, make that 9 of 13. 69%. Franklin 9 of 13. So they've not only had more trips to the free throw line, there's an 8-point difference there just at the free throw line. 10 turnovers for Siegel, 10 for Franklin. State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Also Heating and Air, First National Bank of Purvisboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner. It's basketball time, folks. 9 a.m. each Saturday morning is followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. And we're going to have all basketball tomorrow. And it should be a great show as we kind of tip off basketball for the first time here in December. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more as we continue with our halftime show. It's Franklin 36, the Siegel Lady Stars 31. Back with more State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings and Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings and Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings and Ayers.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Rusco Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Nobody understands the importance of safety like Bud's Tire Pros. And with the holidays just around the corner, they want to ensure your car is safe and ready to travel this holiday season. Bud's Tire Pros is a full-service automotive shop with friendly certified technicians and a great selection of quality tires like Michelin. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. Get your car ready for holiday travel at Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or online at budstireprostn.com.
Tacos?
Nah.
Burgers?
Yesterday. Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Don't forget the rest of the schedule from our friends at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Eagle Bowl at Mount Pleasant. Blackman at Lawrenceburg tonight, taking on Lawrence County. Watertown at Eagle Bowl. Tullahoma at Smyrna. Laverne at Central Magnet. It's Centennial at Oakland. And Huntland is at Middle Tennessee Christian School. Riverdale is at Memphis Central tomorrow, and the Christian School takes on Aaron Academy at Ball State. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard and schedule.
I'm sorry, Brian, I didn't hear you. What would you repeat that? No, you got some games tomorrow night, don't we?
Yeah, Riverdale is traveling to Memphis Central tomorrow. So that'll be a great girls game, a rematch of the state championship game from last year. I want to remind you it's not too late to start planning that office or holiday party. Paleo's Grill can customize your meal from their award-winning menu to accommodate any size group, starting at just $5.99 per person. You can call David Gregory, the manager, at 867-3312. That's 867-3312 for more information. Got starting lineups here in the second half, brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies, and John's going to bring you the action as well.
All right, Maddie Franciscan is in, along with Denton, Nash, Roberts, and there's Harris Lawson going to start the second half. It's Harris, Harris and Puckett, Haas, Patton, and Hageman in for Franklin. Those starting lineups brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. I had a long day. I'm having trouble speaking tonight.
You've had a long day?
Yeah, I've had a long day. Fast pass into Lawson. It goes as we start the second half. 36-31 the score. Franklin leads. Lawson dribbles with the left hand. Now that brings it back out from the foul line. Right side she goes. Inside Nash. Good feed. Layup good. I know that's what you want right there. 36-33. Franklin leads. They have the ball.
That's why Nash is so important down in the paint.
Long jumper, no good. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Franklin. Now tipped again. And coming out of there is Maddie Franciscan. Who else? Right side she goes. Dribbles. Has trouble. Loses it. Picks it up. And nice save by Lawson. Trapped in the corner is Maddie Franciscan. And now I'm not really sure, but it's a turnover. I don't think Alan Bush is sure either. Haas will throw it in. Haas is starting the second half here.
I'm sure the official knows for sure. We're just going the other way.
Harris, right side, it goes to Puckett. Siegel in the zone. It seemed to help a little bit in that second quarter. Puckett, long pass over to Haas. Now bounce, dribble once time, gives it to Harris from the foul line. Jumper too hard. Rebound, Franciscan. Franciscan has a nose for where the ball should be. She goes there. Lawson has it. Dribbles around the right side. Guarded by Patton. Nash. It's a lob, and she has it, but she's going to be fouled. Hageman picks up her first foul. Three-point lead for the Rebels here. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Lady Stars have it. They feed it inside the den. Can't control it. Harris comes away with it. Working on Franciscan. Now, let's see. Yes, an offensive foul. Kind of stuck that arm out, didn't you, Brian?
Well, she did. It was pretty obvious from here, and I think you even saw it and kind of hesitated there. So
that was one that you knew was going to go the other way. Lawson brings it across slowly.
Really felt pretty confident that it would.
Katie Jackson, the head coach of the Lady Rebels, 4-2 on the season. Lawson thought about it, gives it off to Nash in the corner, drives, now gives it back out to Denton, back to Lawson, right side, in the corner it goes to Nash, bounce pass inside, gets it in there, Roberts, too hard off the glass, nice hustle by Nash, nobody goes after it except Maddie Denton and can't catch it in time.
I think Denton got tripped up or otherwise she would have had that ball.
Great hustle there. 36-33, the Lady Rebels are on top. Franklin has it left side. It goes to Puckett. Into Hageman. In the circle it goes. Now back to Haas to Puckett. She's open. No good. Rebound. A little push off, but Nash gets it. Hageman pushing off, I think, there, Brian, but Nash did a good job of coming up with the ball.
Well, that's where her size in the middle has really paid off here.
They back out of Haver, don't they, really, when it comes to any kind of size. Nash, jumper, too hard. Rebound picked up by Puckett. Puckett driving with the left hand, going to go all the way in and loses the ball. Franciscan slaps it away, and now double dribbles. I can't keep up with the turnovers, Brian, but I bet you have.
Well, 14 for Siegel, 12 now for Franklin.
And it'll be Franklin's basketball underneath their basket. Harris to throw it in. Not a lot of scoring here so far in this third quarter. Lob into Hageman, puts it up. Going to be a foul on Paris Lawson. From behind, Paris not believing that.
She's in shock.
And I think that's her third.
I believe I did hear that, three.
General is here.
Free
throw is good. By Hageman. Got some funny stories to tell you about Guy Dodson, senior. Free throw is good. Good fella.
I bet if you corner Ben, he may have a good story or two.
We used to play football a long time ago. Can you believe it?
Really?
He was, yeah, good football player. And the ball is intercepted. 38-33. Franklin has it. Hageman over to Puckett. Siegel's kind of hit a cold spell here. Really hadn't got a shot off much.
Well,
really.
They've turned the ball over five times. I mean, that's been the problem.
Bounce pass into Patton. Now dumps it off to Haas from the left side. Layup good. Haas with her first basket. And now timeout is called by Alan Bush, and we'll take 1-2. 40-33, Franklin leads the Stars. 4:36 to go here in the third. You're listening to Prep Sports, State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come see us in our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Vallejo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas at Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash. Friends, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. Online at bobparksauction.com, 896-4600. Bob Bug, Stan Vaught, Bob Parks Auction.
I'd like to thank Mr. Curley of the maintenance department today. Saved me. Water fountain was busted. Sent Tommy out. Tommy from the maintenance department fixed it for me, and appreciate him very much.
Oh, out at Wilson Elementary.
Yeah, or I wouldn't have been here. I'd have been still sitting there trying to mop up some water. Franciscan has it for Siegel. Gives it over to Denton. Back out. Kicked around, and now Roberts over and back.
John, that's 16 turnovers, six here in this quarter alone, and only two shots from the field. That was their first quarter. You know,
yeah. they,
I mean, that's exactly what happened to them there.
Lawson steals it. Now Haas reaches in, and a turnover and a important one from Lawson. That would have built their lead up to 9 or 10, and now Siegel has the ball with a chance to cut it. They need a basket, though.
Well, they do. They certainly need to get a good shot off here.
Roberts to throw it in. Looking for Lawson. She comes out and gets it. Coach Bush barking out some signals. Patton, a very good defender out front. Over to Roberts, left side. Now Denton coming off to the right side. Back over to Lawson. The lead is 7 for Franklin. Feed inside Nash. Coming around now. Gets it back in the corner. Back out to Lawson. Open for 3.
Swish.
First bank 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love that.
She has 11 points. 40-36. 3:29 to go in the third. Siegel back in that zone. 4-point Franklin lead. Drive by Puckett. This time it's missed. And coming down with it is Francesca. I don't know how many rebounds she has, but she's got a bunch. Probably in double figures. Tipped away. Another turnover. Here comes Harris. Working one-on-one on Lawson. Layup good. Turnovers are killing us. 42-36.
That's the biggie right now.
Lawson dribbles across the timeline, working one-on-one, finds a room. No, throws it away. No, it's tipped. Good. Didn't see it. The official was in my way. Avant going to come in for Roberts. Sydney, 5'5 freshman. Looking for some help. Finds Lawson. 2:54 on the clock in the third quarter. Denton gives it over left side. Lawson inside to Franciscan. Tips it out to Nash, who almost loses it. Now maintains it. Top of the key, it goes to Avan. Dribbles with the left hand, gives it off to the left side to Franciscan. Running a little rotation right now. Nash, right side, looking for an open shot. There it is. Lawson, no good. Rebound, picked up. And it's Puckett. Lady Rebels want to run. Stops. Boy, she dribbles high. And there's a walk. Went up, decided not to shoot, and then took a dribble. That's 41. 14.
what in the world? That's 14.
Well, you're doing this kind of weird with your right hand. You
well,
know,
I got to do it like that.
That would be like that, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Okay. Let's get it straight.
I don't know that it matters which hand I put
How
in.
How about
front?
Using a calculator? That's what I do. Avant, layup, good. 42-38, big basket by Sydney. She has five, by the way. Puckett brings it across. 4-point lead. Siegel hanging close. Over the right side, it goes to Harris. Inside to Hageman. Now dishes out. McPeak from the corner. Makes it off. No good. Rebound. Puckett. Going to drive all the way in. This time it's blocked. Loose ball. Puckett comes away with it. Feeds it off. The jumper is no good by Patton. And now out of bounds and getting the ball again will be Franklin. We've got to get some boards here.
Well, not doing very well on the boards, turning the ball over. I mean, things just have not gone the Lady Stars' way here in this second half.
Harris to throw it in, gives it to Patton. Back out to Puckett. Working a little clock, 1:38. Top of the key to Puckett. Now in the corner to Hageman. Back to Patton. Now Hageman. Right side, cross court. It goes to McPeak. Puckett going to drive, go all the way in and scores. Her first basket of the second half. 44-38.
I really like her, John. I think she's very talented. Can work for the open shot.
Left side it goes, Avan. Working one-on-one with Puckett. Putting a lot of pressure on her. Lawson comes up with it. Got an opening. Going to drive. Put it up softly. No good. Rebound. Coming down with it, Harris. Franklin wanting to run with less than a minute to go in the third.
Lucky she wasn't over the back down there, too.
And there's a Patton with a long shot from the corner from Mackenzie Puckett. And that is a three, and it is 23 points for Puckett. 47-38. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Biggest lead by Franklin, and that's nine. And now another turnover by Siegel. So Franklin with a chance to increase their lead. Puckett going to throw it in. Harris brings it across. May work for one shot here. Long pass over to McPeak, right side, cross court. It goes to Puckett. Harris, good ball movement by Franklin. Hageman gets it, top of the key, now back out. Jumper from Harris is no good. Rebound McPeak. Pushes it off, and Patton tries to put it up. She's going to be fouled. And the foul is on Avan. You know, Brian, from what I can tell so far, Siegel really, really quick. They're really going to have to block out on the boards each game.
They're really quick, John, and they go through spurts where they shoot the ball really well, but I've also seen them go through spurts where they turn the ball over and their shooting suffers. And those two things seem to go together, and that's really tough to overcome.
Free throw is good. Patton has four, and the lead now 11. Double team by Franklin in the backcourt. Denton trying to get across, now throws it away. Now she tips it. Nice save by Maddie Denton. And now a foul going to be called. I think a foul's going to be on Frank. And it's Patton. And it is. And that's going to be number four for her. Very aggressive defense by Franklin. And Patton's still in there. And here comes Lawson. Dribbles through two. Gives it over to Roberts. The long jumper at the horn is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Franklin 49, Siegel 38. We'll be back with more girls action here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Let it snow and snow.
You can have a white Christmas with a flocked Christmas tree from Martin's Home and Garden.
We have a great selection of cut Christmas trees or live ball and burlap Christmas trees that you can plant outside after Christmas.
That's Lester at Martin's Home and Garden, open weekdays until 7, where you can choose from the nicest poinsettias in town in all colors and sizes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us here at Martin's Home and Garden, here on Broad Street across from Demas's.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, in the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, Midas at Murfreesboro's Ship Change of the Game, Stats, Jennings and Air's Funeral Home Scoreboard, and more. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
We start the fourth quarter, and Siegel needs to get back in it. They trail by 11, 49-38. And Franklin with the basketball, that's Puckett. Puckett, Patton, Hageman, Harris, and let's McPeak. Ball tipped away, stolen, no. Patton brings it down. Going to drive, stop, shoots, running eight-footer is good. Banked it off. 6 points for Patton, the lead's 13. Long pass now to Nash. She's going to drive all the way in with the right hand, lays it up and in. Nash with 10. 51-40, Franklin.
Got to go to work here, John. Franklin did not shoot the ball very good, but they got enough shots, and we turned the ball over enough, and they were 4-4 from the foul line to extend their lead. It's time to go to work here now.
Going to have to stop her. That's Miss Puckett, and they do not as she puts it up. Drives the length of the floor, basically. 22 for, make that 25. Yes, 25 for Puckett. McPeak steals it away from Siegel. 53-40, Franklin with a chance to increase their lead. Puckett gives a little head fake, now gives it back out to McPeak. Back to Hageman. Over it goes to Patton. Working a little clock now, 6:44 to go. Siegel has come out of the zone. They have to play man-to-man now. And there's a drive all the way in. This time too hard by McPeak. Coming up with it is Avant. Two on two. Avant going to stop. Little juke move, and she's going to be fouled. She might have learned that from Shanice Kaysen, didn't she? At the line is Avant.
Did you say something?
Just go ahead and do your thing next.
I was looking for scores.
Free throw, no good.
I'm working.
53-40. This has been not a good second half so far for Cedar. I got a guy with scores over here, Brian.
Get that second
from
one.
Him, yeah.
Okay.
53-41, Avant gets a point. And she has six. McPeak drives. Now dishes off to Hageman. She's open. Misses the shot. About a 15-footer. Rebound, Avant. Double team. They are relentless on defense right now. Paris Lawson has it. Gives it off to Nash. Dishes off to Franciscan. The jumper, no good. Rebound. Coming away with it is Puckett. Puckett going to drive through two. Puts it up with the left hand. And a charge is going to be called. It'll be Seagulls basketball with 5:59 to go in the ball game and a 12-point lead for the Rebels.
That didn't make too many fans here happy, did it?
I don't think there was a lot of body contact, but she did stick that arm out a little bit, and a timeout going to be called, and we will take 1-2. You're listening to Prep Sports and Prep Basketball on WGNS. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be right back.
And here at Animal City, we have lots of great items for the pets and pet lovers on your Christmas list. And this is the perfect time of year to give the gift of relaxation with a brand new fish tank setup. And here at Animal City, we have everything you need to start your fish tank and the expertise to keep it going well. And we have items to delight every pet on your Christmas list, from the small and fluffy to the exotic.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City.
You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The Oakland Lady Patriots leading Centennial 59-6 after three quarters.
Go
on
Pats.
Your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Smyrna leads Tullahoma 26-13. Wayne County and CAK are state champions in 1A and 3A in football.
And the Seagull Stars turn the ball over, and it comes up with it is Hageman. Franklin has the ball. 5:41 to go, 53-41. Lady Rebels on top. Haas looks off to Puckett, whips the ball around to the left side. No good on the jumper by McPeak. Avan gets the rebound, but now double-teamed, and now jump ball going to be called. Brian Barrett retrieves the basketball. No,
well, I just
quite.
Let it hit the box. It's too much effort.
You didn't dive or anything?
I've done all the diving I'm going to do at Siegel.
Bush checks in for Siegel and Humphrey. Nash is also in along with Avant.
Need a little spark here, John, and really, honestly, need some baskets to fall.
Left side it goes to Bush. Almost thrown away. Avant comes away with it. Nash in the corner. Back to Humphrey, whipping the ball around. Now she's going to drive. Humphrey scores. Just a little runner in the lane. And she has her first basket, 53-43. Star's not out of this one yet. Hageman stops, gives it off to McPeak from the corner. No good. Humphrey has it. Coming down with it. A chance for the Seagull Stars to cut it. Going to drive all the way? No. Dishes off. It goes in the corner to Avant. The jumper is too hard. Rebound. Franciscan battling for it. It'll be Franklin's basketball.
You know, CAK beat Milan today, John, 49-14 to win the 3A championship. And one of the, CAK lost only twice this year, and one was to Laverne. So Laverne beat the state champion.
That's right. And Haas in the backcourt having some problems. Avant with some good defense. Did they get it off in time? No. Nash comes away with it. And a player down. Nash gives it off to Avant, back to Nash. The layup, no good. Rebound, Franciscan, and she's going to be fouled by Hageman.
Boy, I tell you what, there's been almost a couple of train wrecks out here, and Hannah Harris, she went up to try to get the ball, and I'm not sure what body part hit her, but she fell backwards, hit the back of her head, but got busted in the nose too, but I think she's going to be okay.
She's still out there. Free throw by Franciscan, no good. Hasn't been a real good night at the free throw line for the Lady Stars.
2 of 10, actually. That's the difference in the ball game.
Second one is up and good. Spurred on by Brian Barrett. Full court pressure by the Stars. Puckett, little stutter move, now is going to find over in the corner is Hageman. Takes a little 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Puckett puts it back in. And a timeout, we'll take 1-2. It's 55-44, Franklin. We'll be back right after this.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company. There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're back to action here, 3:55 to go, and Siegel has the ball, and they need a basket. Long jumper by Roberts is no good. Rebound, Nash coming down with it. Looking for the score again, Humphrey. The head fake, drives, dishes off. Franciscan up, lays it in, good.
Wow, Maddie coming down from the deck for that one.
55-46. Lead back now to single digits, and that's good. 3:30 to go. We need to get the ball back. Avant, a little help by Humphrey. Here comes Patton. She's going to control it and going to set it back up. Wanted to work a little clock, but the Siegel defense is really hustling, and a foul now on Humphrey holding. And going to the line, or is it? No.
Siegel's got to get the ball back here a couple of times. Should be seven.
Yeah, it will be the next time, I think, Brian.
Well, that was...
That was six fouls. That's the seventh. Or the sixth. Well, maybe it is. Well, they're getting the ball anyway. And it's Harris. Gives it off to Hagman. There is going to come a point where we're going to have to start fouling. 3:09 to go. 55-46, Franklin over Siegel. Hagman throws it away, and it'll be Siegel's ball. So a chance to cut the lead again.
Well, this is where you got to capitalize, John. I mean, you really need this basket.
Maddie Denton coming back in. A little offensive firepower. Nash, Humphrey, Avant also in along with Francesca. Ball's in the corner. Humphrey takes a jumper from about 15. It's no good. Rebound. Puckett, I don't think she really wanted to take that shot from
she
there.
She didn't, but she had to, John. Otherwise, she would have walked.
Puckett, turn around, banked off the glass. Good. Again, I don't know that I've not seen her. There's no shot that she can't hit.
She's been all around the rim. I think she's had a three or at least a long two. So
and
she's
ball
good.
Stripped there by Patton. Layup by Patton is good. She's been a thorn in the side defensively tonight. They've created a lot of turnovers. 59-46, 2:20 to go. Tried to pick her pocket again and does. Patton with those long arms, the feed inside. It goes to McPeak, the layup good. And she reversed it a little. And McPeak has 11. And another timeout is called here as Alan Bush takes one. It's 61-46. Franklin has increased to 15. And you're listening to Prep Sports on WGNS. We'll be right back.
On country lanes and city streets, we smile and shake hands when we meet. First Banking, come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. We're here to serve, and it's you we're thanking. There's a name for it, First Banking.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
And 61-46 the score, and Siegel has a shot by Bush that goes off the rim and out of bounds. We're under 2 minutes now, and it's a 15-point lead. Roberts coming in for Bush. Denton coming out. Lawson back in. Ball's tipped, trying to get some defensive speed out there right now. Puckett has it. The Patton. What do you think about these Franklin Lady Rebels, Brian?
I like Patton, and she's got a pretty good supporting crew.
And the ball's tipped away. Good hustle by Avan, but off of her, and it'll be Franklin's ball. Yeah, I think it's her. She's kind of the sets the key, but I've really been impressed with their range defensively. And, you know, they play long, is what you say.
Right, they do, and they're a very sound defensive team, but she scores a lot of the points.
That's a good move by Hageman, and she turns around with a little sweeping hook. She has eight.
Well, let's see, they've hit five in a row now to push this lead on out, and they've scored 63 points. That's a lot of points tonight.
Nash, spin move in the lane, and backs it off the window good. Kelsey has 12. She hasn't gotten the ball a lot, but she's been productive when she does.
And I think that's maybe a little bit of a problem because we haven't gotten the ball inside to Kelsey enough because of the pressure that Franklin's been able to put on us.
And we have a foul called. It all sets up by your guard play, you know. And Siegel with several youngsters, they look good at times. Sometimes, you know, you're going to make mistakes when you're young.
Well, it's that split-second decision, and they're just not as experienced in making it.
And a double team there, and another foul. This is on Francesca, reaching in. 63-48, the lead is 15 for Franklin. They get the ball back again. We've got to catch up on some team fouls here. Back over to Hageman. Avant reaching in. Now they give it over to make that Hageman. I'm sorry, that was Harris. They look alike. Over to Puckett. And a drive. Now brings it back out. Looking for that double team is Siegel. Hageman loses it momentarily. Lawson going to come away. No. It's a jump ball, and it'll be Franklin's ball. There's a case where a tough break, because if Lawson can pick it up, she's scoring. A good strength there by Hageman. The lead is 15, 37 seconds. Franklin going to win this one. And now a jump ball, and it'll be Siegel's basketball. I'll say this for the Lady Stars, though. They aren't giving up, are they?
Well, no. I mean, they've got 33 seconds left, trailing 63-48, and they tie up the ball to get it back.
Denton to throw it in. Looking for help. Can't find any. Now they go to Lawson. 31 seconds. Dishes it off in the corner to Bush. Drives. Now puts it up to Denton. Long jumper. No good. Too hard. Rebound. Picked up Bush. Denton again for three. Oh, yeah. First bank three for Maddie Denton. Timeout call. We'll take 1-2. 63-51. Lady Stars trail by 12. We'll be back.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
63-51 our score. 13 seconds to go. Franklin throwing the ball in. The Lady Rebels got this one in hand, I do believe. And another foul going to be called. And Brian, the boys game, boys contest. Again, we mentioned the boys have a new look as well.
Sure. I mean, you're going to see a lot of new players for the boys, and they got some experience issues just because they don't have much.
Nash makes a steal, trying to find some help. Dishes it off. Avant misses the shot, gets a rebound, puts it back up. It's no good, and off of Franklin. No, it's going to be Franklin's ball, but it's 1.7 seconds to go. And Franklin going to win. They will improve to 5-2 on the season. And Siegel's going to drop to 4-2. Denton to throw it in. Gets it off to Bush. Not in time. That's your ball game. Our final score here in girls action tonight. Franklin Rebels defeat the Seagull Stars by a score of 63-51.